I'm in Lincoln City Centre speaking to Amanda Drury, who's leading the protest to save Lincoln's Usher Art Gallery. So can you tell us a bit about the inspiration behind the march and what you hope to get out of it?
So yeah, we heard the news that they are wanting to close the Usher, effectively, as an art gallery, move all the art out into the collection. And there was a few of us got together, we had a meeting and we thought, right, let's see what we can do about it. So it's mostly been communication, really, to let people know what's been going on. And we've got like a whole network now of people distributing the leaflets. And so we've got about just over a week left before the consultation ends, which is the 24th of April. So this is like a last push to let as many people know as possible about the plans and to go onto the County Council's website and fill in the consultation for the future of the heritage services in Lincolnshire.
What will today involve and how many people are you expecting to see?
There was about 300 people responded to the Facebook event, but you know, there's been quite a bit of buzz about it, lots of people contacting us. So yes, I mean, what we want is a celebration, a celebration of art, and to let the County Council know that there are many, many, many people in Lincoln who are passionate about keeping the Usher Gallery as it is, keeping the art collection together with the Usher Gallery as was bequest to the people of Lincoln.
Have you had a response from the council?
We have been emailing them and talking to them. What they've said pretty much is fill in the survey and take into consideration when we make our decision.
And how else would you encourage people to get involved with the campaign?
It's filling in the survey mostly, which is on the Lincolnshire County Council website. We have a link to it on our website, which is slugcampaign.co.uk. So there's a link to the survey, which is the main thing. There's also links to the petition. Contact us through the website or through our Facebook page.
Thanks, Amanda. Back to you in the studio.